Heart-centered ones, divine intelligence is here. Holiness is our way, and the path made clear before you of service ministration and givingness leads you to this fount of light over Krakow that we initiate this day to be a beacon of divine radiance for the upliftment of souls, the glorification of all that is beautiful and harmonious within, and the restoration of the culture of the Divine Mother across the earth, for a part of the alchemy of these 12 fountains being reactivated now, dearest ones, is that the culture of Omega be reestablished upon this earth through the raised currents of the Mother energy and frequencies through you, each one, as you restore within you the raised Mother energy, and as you access all that it represents and bodes for the victory of the light planet-wide. When all 12 of these fountains are again manifesting their divine glory across this world, you will see a new divine architecture manifesting in the etheric octave and being precipitated in new life forms, new co-creations all about you in so many amazing ways. You will see this creativity manifesting through streams of consciousness that heretofore you may not even have dreamed as possible during your incarnation upon earth. And yet, we see, feel, and realize them as already coalescing and precipitating and finding concourse through your world, from the etheric through the mental, the emotional, and finally into the physical plane of being. Dearest ones, our particular fountain, coalescing the energy of the sixth ray of the purple and gold frequencies of light, is there for you and for many souls in Northern and Eastern Europe to find and to have as a resource to move through their lives with a greater clarity of awareness, with greater purpose, with greater vision, and with the nuances of understanding that all require in order to make greater progress and to be successful in a spiritual sense. If you truly seek success in the world, consecrate the victorious sense of that success first toward God, blessed ones, and know that God as the doer through you, God as the door open within your heart for all to access, will complete all in due course of time according to cosmic cycles and the path of light before you. If you attempt to in any way force the divine hand, you will find out swiftly, dearest ones, that you cannot. For the Lord in the supreme glory of understanding all of the dynamics of cosmic change and transformation will naturally unfold through his own spiritual light, co-creativity, giving birth again, again, and again within you of the highest, of the holiest aspects of that divine light manifest. Therefore, seek nothing else except to give birth within self daily some creative aspect of God's eternal being through your heart. Seek to serve, to set life free, to then in turn be free to know God fully within self. Seek to minister to all levels of consciousness. Be receptive to the givings of others. For it is important as a ministering servant also to have that listening ear and to receive into your being what others are speaking unto you of their inner needs and desires. If you are only in the giving and offering mode, and have both hands extended, where is your ability to receive in order that you may then offer more to others? Therefore, the balance of the sixth ray is the purple and gold. The purple as the active alpha thrust of that ray, and the gold as the receiving of solar frequencies from the source to be reinvested again and again within the action of the givingness of this sacred ray on which we serve. Yes, dearest ones, both of these rays are then clothed in a ruby essence, symbolizing the Tai Chi of the purple and gold in union. And when that ruby love is present in both the receiving and the giving, and the alpha and the omega aspect of this ray, you have wholeness, you have integrity, and you have the utilization of the divine frequencies at a very high light energy modality. Those of you within this movement who volunteer your time, those of you who give as a volunteer to any divinely inspired movement, and those who give selflessly to their communities, to their families, and to others, are all engaged in the work of the sixth ray of service and ministration. You may not have thought that all of your creative work, in one sense, when you volunteer it toward one holy purpose of light, is actually provided through the lens of what we, Aurora and I, emanate. And yet, dearest ones, through your volunteer spirit, we empower you. Through what you give selflessly day after day and what you offer as the coin of the realm in your givingness to this movement and others of like heart-centered natures, there is the descent of that ray through your gift, the ennoblement of it with a certain permanency and blessedness. And the grace of Uriel and Aurora is coalesced within both your volunteer spirit and your gift that indeed does glorify God through your heart upturned to the sun. We have desire to speak these words. For many of you within this movement have given your all in so many blessed ways. And we acknowledge this day that your givingness, in one sense, has also allowed this entire dispensation of the release of these fountains of light throughout the world to occur. Had you not been invested, dearest ones, in the daily givingness of your hearts through the light of invocation prayer and through your work and service, we could not have secured this manifest alchemy from Alpha and Omega and the Solar Lords for these fountains to be reestablished upon Earth. It is because you have been true to your vows that you have lived an authentic life and sought the truth, the way, and the life of the initiate and the adept, that we are able to provide through your hearts many divine resources, which in one sense will become contagious and find their cosmic effects emanating through the entire civilization of which you are a part, so that this culture of the Divine Mother may be reestablished upon and within the earth. Blessed ones, we acknowledge those of you who have indeed sacrificed, surrendered, and manifested the light of the ruby ray path through selflessness and service in many magnanimous ways. And in this very hour, the Master Lonello stands before those of you who have modeled this ray of givingness and anoints you as a ministering servant to humanity. And in this sacred ceremony, you also are clothed in raiments divine and receive the approbation from all of the 12 archangels and their archai for what you have withstood upon your path and staying true and focused to glorify God through your service to the light. It is a day of celebration. It is a day of cosmic change. You live within it. And the light of God blazing within your hearts, dearest ones, has made it again real and magnificent in this hour. We thank you for who you are. And as this fountain is now manifesting its full glory within our retreat, an aria is heard in the heavens, sung by a divine minstrel. And it reaches the very heart of Alpha and Omega. And there is a cosmic hush and an echoing back to all of humanity living upon Earth in this hour from the heart of God that says, we still love you. Live in peace. For there, within the sacred space of the great silence within your hearts, we ever abide, our precious children. Dearest ones, we honor you and we bow to the eternal light that burns within your hearts. Namaste.